I think people are hopeful that change will be coming. And it reaches beyond the Latino community, though. And that's the biggest thing that we want to bring some information to as well. We will have Sister Ann Kendricks from the Hope Community, Hope Community Center in Apopka, who will talk about that from her perspective and her clientele. And that community itself is a very large migrant community, but it's not only the Latino community. It also does cater to the Caribbean community or anyone that you could think of that would be considered as an immigrant within our culture and our society. So I think there are all individuals are very hopeful that there will be some reform that would be positive for everyone and will be in the best light for everyone.
Do you think when people think of immigration reform, do they only really see it if they're not, you know, personally affected by the immigration debate? They sort of think of it in that monochromatic sense of it's an issue that only affects one segment of the population?
Of course. If you look at how our media plays out, at times it's when you talk about immigration, who do you see in the forefront? Who do you see being portrayed? And unfortunately, that's the image that it has been set for us. So, yeah, if you are not really aware of what it means or how it has been played out, then you will think it's only affecting the Latin community. Mm-hmm. But it's very wide.
In July, it's the 50th anniversary of the passing of the Civil Rights Act. And, of course, last year there was the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington. Which of those two events do you think is more important, or do you think it's all just part of that continuum of the struggle for civil rights and equality?
You can't look at one without looking at the other. I feel like the March on Washington was that segue for everything else that has come after that. So even before that, it was a segue for everything else that has come after that. So it's kind of hard for, especially me particularly, to look at one and say it's one more important than the other. It wasn't only Dr. King who was a part or who orchestrated those movements. So for me, it's continuing to celebrate all individuals who were a part of the March on Washington, as well as every other celebration that we have that's going to follow and continue to follow.
Do you feel like civil rights now, though, is broadened out in some ways, in a lot more ways, from the struggle for equal rights for African Americans in the 1960s, and now it's so many more things than that? Is it more difficult now for people to kind of seize onto the issue and get behind civil rights struggles for that reason?
It depends on how you define civil rights. I think we've changed the conversation and language to become more equality or equity more than civil rights. And some may, of course, argue that, but I think to make it a little more softer and acceptable, we've changed the conversation. And yes, it has gotten extremely larger than just equal rights for African Americans, because you are talking about religious freedom, and you are talking about sexuality and sexual identity and expression. You are talking about diverse cultural acceptance and equal rights for all. So it has gone from one perspective, and I think it has extremely expanded since then, which is wonderful, because now it makes all of us as a society look at what really makes us a diverse community, a diverse society. Mm-hmm. And it's not just racial. It's all these other things that makes us who we are.
What do you think Dr. King would say if he could see how things are now and this whole discussion we're having? What would he say about the definition of civil rights and this kind of struggle for equality?
He would probably say, "My God, look where we are." I don't know if it was his vision to see that all of this will come to fruition, where we are looking at various aspects of diversity and multiculturalism and acceptance of equality of individuals. So I would probably believe that he's smiling and probably some tears as well, but just smiling to say, this is where we are.
Mm-hmm.